This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Hey, hey, it's Thursday, and that means it's time to round up some ideas for your weekend. And joining us with some of his is Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, an art salon in Boston. Hey, Graham.
Hey, Anthony.
So, your first pick, a musical that brings us back to the 1980s.
That's right. So, a lot of folks know the cult classic film Xanadu with Olivia Newton-John and ELO. But there's a newer musical that came out in 2007 that's based on the film. And Speakeasy Stage is presenting that. It's already opened up, and it runs through June 9th. It's evolved a bit from the film. It's much more self-referential, and they've squeezed in a little more Greek mythology. It's a fun story about a Greek muse descending from Mount Olympus to come down to Venice Beach, California, and inspire a starving artist to create a roller disco.
So dig out those platform disco dancing shoes. It's Xanadu running through June 9th at Speakeasy Stage. Sounds like a lot of fun. Graham, what's your next pick?
So next up, we've got The Story of Film, An Odyssey by Mark Cousins at the MFA. It's this 15-hour epic history of film beginning in 1890 with the Lumiere brothers and going right up to current times. But it's divided up into one-hour episodes, so you don't have to sit there and, and take it all in.
Because 15 hours of film, that's 900 minutes, if my math is correct. Quite a commitment.
Yeah, that's a bit too intense for most of us.
Well, listen, we have a clip from the trailer. Let's just listen to a bit of it.
At the end of the 19th century, a new art form flickered into life. This is its story.
So the story of film, An Odyssey by Mark Cousins. Graham, tell us about the director, Mark Cousins.
Sure. So Mark Cousins, he's an Irish filmmaker. And so not only does he direct this documentary, but he narrates it as well. And this is his historical overview with a lot of his own personal journey weaved into it about why he became a filmmaker. And it occurred to me after I'd already made this pick that I'm feeling so much nostalgia for the film world. Like so many people, I was
going to say, your picks. I mean, we've got a disco pick from the first one, and now the history of film.
It's true. Like so many people, I was out in the movie theaters earlier this year seeing Hugo and seeing The Artist and these films that actually go back to the early days of film. And there's so much retrospection and nostalgia there. And I think it's nice to take a deeper look at those early days and see how everything translates up to modern times.
Well, it sounds fascinating. That's The Story of Film, An Odyssey at the MFA running through Sunday, May 27th. Okay, Graham, well, I have a pick. This Saturday, 10 to 4, it's Family Day at the Institute of Contemporary Art. That means tickets are free for up to two adults and their children. And I love going to this museum with the great setting overlooking Boston Harbor and all kinds of interesting art to look at. On Saturday, families can get a walking tour of the ICA, learn about its design, the changing waterfront neighborhood, and the city of Boston itself. And there are a number of hands-on exhibits that might be fun for kids, including a small-scale interactive model of Boston. So that's Family Day at the Institute of Contemporary Art on Saturday. And Graham, that leaves us time for one more pick from you. What do you have?
Well, we've got Opera on Tap this Saturday at Jacob Wirth's down in the Theater District.
Opera on Tap. Now, I know they have beer on tap at Jacob Wirth's, but opera too, right?
Exactly. Well, at least this Saturday they'll have both. So Opera on Tap is a group that began in New York a few years ago, bringing opera to bars. So they'll get together groups of singers, they'll perform arias, sometimes short scenes, and then they'll often mix in things like some Broadway show tunes or some jazz standards as well. And there's a new chapter launching in Boston this weekend. So hopefully we'll see lots more of these performances coming up in the next several months. But Saturday night, running really all night long, 7 to 11. So you can pop in for a dinner or a drink before or after a show or stick around the whole time.
Well, I understand it's quite a diverse program. Here's a taste. This song is from Leonard Bernstein's Candide.
And here I am, my heart breaking, forced to glitter, forced to be gay.
And of course, that's Glitter and Be Gay, a classic. So that's Opera on Tap at Jacob Wirth's in Boston on Saturday night. Graham Wright, thanks so much.
Of course, always a pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Graham Wright is host and founder of Opus Affair, an art salon in Boston. You can find more information about both of our picks at our website, radioboston.org.